Welcome to the bestiary. As we travel through our collection of the fiercest foes in the realm, remember, exhibit barriers are for your protection. Never feed the exhibits, and please, no flash photography.
Ah, my leg!
On your way out, don't forget to visit the gift shop and leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Now, let's meet our guides for today's exhibit, Bill and Troy.
Hello and welcome to the final season. That'll be a chance. That's a long way away. Welcome to the final episode of The Bestiary with myself and Troy. And today we are covering the final epic boss of Macro Reactor number 5. It's the big battle on the tiny bridge. It's President. It's Mr. President's favorite robot. It's Das Air Buster.
I'm so happy to be with you here in another season finale, Bill. It's just, this show's been it's been such a journey to go on this adventure with you. It's you know, it's taken us ages to get here, but we're finally at the finale of season 2, fighting the Air Buster here. The Air Buster is such a amazing robot to fight here. I think I want to start at the very beginning, at the very base of this thing, because the Air Buster is himself cushioned on air. I do believe that black bit around the base of this robot is a hovercraft inflatable black bladder that he floats upon.
It's more than a hovercraft, because this guy is able to propel himself up into the air, like a good 10 feet off the ground, and maneuver himself over people.
Correct.
So it is more than a hovercraft. This is like Harrier jump jet type technology that they've put into the bottom of this Airbuster. Mm-hmm. But you're right, he generally just floats around, spinning left to right, sometimes doing the full pirouette on a cushion of air.
He's back to basics with a kind of a blue turquoise design overall. He said, you know, the red of Macro Reactor 5, oh no, we're going back to Shinra standard with the blues.
Yeah, this is classic Shinra attire.
He's got kind of an octagonal base that he sits upon, which leads up into a joint, and then the rest of his body comes out of that joint. And it's a pretty humanoid body from there, I would say. You've got a torso, you've got two arms, and you've got a head, for the most part. There's obviously some distinctive pieces in there, but a fairly humanoid torso.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fairly humanoid. He's got kind of like three bits of pipework coming out of his chest, which then seem to come out further down, but just beneath its groin.
I believe that's those are going to be air ducts pushing down the air that then allows him to propel himself upwards.
Yes, and then you've obviously got the two exhaust pipes either side of that on his base. To you know, when he needs to go down, he'll let air flow up.
Correct. On his arms here. He's got very big shoulder pads. Shinra's really into the big shoulder pads, with two vents in the backs of his shoulders as well, just in case.
Well, I believe those vents actually fire out rockets.
They're rocket vents. That's what I call the things that launch rockets. Yes. I'm like, oh, look at this thing that launches a rocket. What should I call it? I know. I'll call it a rocket vent.
But those shoulder pads, man, they are impressive. That is like pure 80s delight, that is.
His forearms seem to be white gloves, very, very big white gloves with kind of dark black joints at the fingertips.
Yes.
Now, how about his head here, Bill?
His head is, it's like a pin. He's got a tiny little pin head sitting in between his ginormous shoulder padded shoulders with the rocket vents. It's almost like someone's just stuck a square block on it and then just put like a red eye slit in the middle. But it's got kind of like three white, like, bumps.
Kind of bands.
Or grills, yeah, like sort of things going across it. It gives it a really human-esque appearance, but yeah, it has just got a tiny pin for a head.
It's a poor little very thing. Small head, considering how big everything thing. Else is.
Yeah, I'd say poor little thing. This thing is like, you know, 25 feet tall.
Yeah, its head is probably enormous. Actually bigger than a normal head. It just looks small by comparison to everything else.
Yes. And then it's got a big hunch coming out of its back, which then has another vent, another what I believe is another rocket vent coming out the back. And the rocket, so because he's got this nice turquoise colouring to himself, and then, you know, occasionally he's got his white joints that pop up every now and then, and his white hands, and all the vents are a nice sort of like, you know, deep orange colour.
Mm-hmm. Oranges and yellows kind of complementing that turquoise colour.
Yeah, but then he's got that one red slit for his eyes, which is kind of like that cyborg program that I can't remember the name of. It goes back and forth.
The, like Knight Rider. From Battlestar, the Cylons?
Yes, that's what I was trying to think.
You know, there's a car that has taillights that vaguely look like Cylon eyes, and I can't drive behind those cars because I get distracted just imagining Cylon eyes going back and forth.
Oh, I like that. When you see them and they're indicating left and right, it's going...
I want them to do that. Every time I'm behind one, I'm like, please tell me this is the person who has modified their taillights so that it does the Cylon eye. No, never is. I hate to see the end of another season of the Bestiary, but I think that's all the physical description I've got for this guy.
Yeah, there's not much else to him, unfortunately. He hasn't got as much sort of parts to him as the guard scorpion had. And but he's a very good-looking boy. I'll give him that.
He is indeed. Now, if you were to be wandering through Macro Reactor number 5 and you came across President Shinra, who sicked the Airbuster upon you, Bill, what would your strategy be?
Well, I'd be very cautious that he doesn't split my party in half. You know, I'd want to keep my team together. But that's what Airbuster's known for doing. He likes to split you in two and then sort of send you off on different journeys through Midgar. And the best thing to do is when you meet him is to just hit it to death. You know, hit it till it dies. Just beat it to death.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.
My name's Tyler, and I host the podcast Too Young for This Hit, where I watch movies I've never seen before with guests who love them. So what kind of movies do we watch? We watch mostly like classics movies, you know, like
Escape from New York,
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure,
Alien,
Wayne's World, Party Time, Excellent,
Aliens,
Smokey and the Bandit,
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
In addition to talking about movies, we also talk about cats. A lot. For pretty much no reason. You can find Too Young for This Hit and tons of other great podcasts at probablywork.com.